Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Kamet. If you'd off begin upon, Yudim a base bottom of page 5 and up from the bottom. We were discussing that if I am Mazik, go ahead and cause damage to your animal, that now it's dead. You're the Nizak. Now let's say the animal's worth 100, and now the carcass is worth only 50, then you have to deal with the carcass, the 50, and I have to pay you the, you know, I have to be mashlim that extra 50 over there. And we brought a bunch of psukim. Now, Amalei Rav Kahana L'Ravi says, "Ela time to kusar chamana vehimis v'ames yelo," because it says v'ames yelo. It's talking about the idea of the. It's referencing the nizak over here. Halav alchi hava mina nevela demazik avi. If not, I would have thought that it's actually of the mazik. Hashta, hold on a second. E is slayed l'didei kametreifos. Let's say the mazik happened to have a lot of dead bodies, carcasses of animals. And Yalevle, we know he's allowed to pay up with that stuff. The Amar Marcus Apostle says, Yoshiv, which means you're allowed to pay with a rabble Shava Kesef, even things that are not Kesef, but Shava Kesef. Va'afilu Subin, and even you're allowed to do a Subin. So, D-Day, me boy, is it necessary to tell us that is it necessary to tell you that the, tell you straight up that the dead body is of the Nizak? If the Mazik is able to go and pay back with other stuff that he had beforehand, right, because it's the same as like Subin, it's at least the same as Subin, then it doesn't make sense to give him ownership of the dead body over here. He's able to anyway give it to the Nizak as well. So why would you need to say that? It says the Gemara, Lo Nitzercha Ella Lipchas Nevela. In Echinami, the only reason why it's needed is to teach us that the owner has got to deal with the value of the dead body going down in the meantime, if you don't go and sell it right away, while they're waiting for Basin to work it out. It says the Gemara, Lema Pchas Nevela Tanayi. I want to say that this is Machlokas Tanaim, the Tanya Religion at Braisa. Im Tarov Yitarev Yivieu Eid. Puzzle says, if it shall be torn to death, you shall bring a witness. Which means what? Beep, turn the page off. Yavi Eidim Shedifu Bonus. Then you should bring, this is talking about a Shomer Sachar, should bring a aid that the animal that he was watching was done in a way that it was onus, it was against his will, it was torn to death. Upatar, and then he's going to be putter for having to pay. That is what the Tanakhama says. Aba Shalomer, Yovli Aduda Lebezdin. Aduda, says Rashi, is a nevela. Bring the nevela to court in order, like, to bring it to get an appraisal of its value to right away. My lav behakam. Is that what this is what they're arguing over? The ma'asav pchas nevela the nizakavi that Rabbi Shaul is holding that it's on the nizak. The ma'asav the mazikavi. The other one, Tanakam, is saying that it's on, that the mazik is losing out. Says machlokas hanayim. Says gemara lo. No, not at all. The kuli alma the nizak. Everyone says it's a nizak. Behakam b'torach nevela kamifagi. Who's got to deal with carrying this huge dead body from the scene of the accident and bring it to court? Vil Tanya Vibraisa Rashis Binichusa supporting it. Acherim others say, Minayin Sha'al Bal Habor Halos Shor Miboro. For what do we know that's the owner of the pit? Let's go and bring it out. Tamalor, the Pasuk says, Kesef Yashiv Leba'olav Vahames. It's a nice way of touching over there, right? It says Vahames Yalo, but we read it as Kesef Yashiv Ba'olav. The owner of the pit has to return money to the animal's owner and the body. Vahames, and the dead body. Amar le Abaye le Rava, hi Torch Nevela Yichidami. What is he talking about over here? This the trouble, the Torch, the earth, the burden of going in and taking this the carcass. Ilema de Bibira Shavya Zuza. If we say that in the pit, it's worth a zuz. Vaguda Shavya Arba, but at the edge of the pit, it's worth 4 zuz. Means after you bring it out from the bottom. Kitarach, then when the damager is going and working on it to take it out and bring it to the owner, but the Nashitarach is actually doing it for himself because now it's taken down what is going to be chayiv by the value of the animal because he has to pay less in order to be mashlim it. Therefore, it's worth it for him to go and do such a thing. So why does a pasuk have to tell him he has to go and do such a thing? Amalei lo tricha, what do we need it to be? Ira shav yezuza v'agud danami shav yezuza. In a case where it's going to be worth a zuz in both cases. Therefore, we need a pasuk to tell us that he has to go and do it. Frek the Gemara, mi ikakai gavna, is there such a thing like this that it's you're going to bring it up and it's not going to make the value more? In the Ha'amri Inshi, Keshur B'masa B'zuza, Keshur B'davra B'zuza. Sure, is a beam of wood, so a beam in the town is sold for a zuz, and a beam in the field sold for a zuz, and even though the one in the field has to be brought into the city, still it's going to be sold for the same amount. Now, we just spoke about the concept that if I have the mazik to damage the nizak, then we have to evaluate the worth of the carcass, and then I have to pay to be mashlim what I messed up over there. So now we're talking about other cases that we didn't do, that Amar Shmuel, Ein Shaman, Lo Legadav, Lo Legazin, if I steal, or whether publicly, privately, I go and I steal, and then the animal goes and dies, I have to now keep this dead body and pay for the full. Ela l'nizakin. So, Ein Shaman, Lo Legadav, Lo Legazin, Ela l'nizakin. Va'ani Omer Af L'shoel. And I say it's also true by a borrower, Va'aba Modali. And Abba is maskim to me. Abba, we know Abba Rashis, is Rav. We're talking about a case of Shoel, is that if I borrow something from somebody and then I have to go and pay it, then the same din is going to be as well, that you get that, and I have to just be mashlim what happened to it. Yibarlu, ask the Gemara, Hachikamar, is this what Shmuel is saying? Af l'shol shaman v'abba modeli, that in a case of a borrower, also we evaluate, and he's being maskim. Odom Hachikamar, meaning what it's saying, v'ani omer af l'shol ein shaman v'abba modeli. Even for shol, we're not shaman. We're not shaman. It's going in the first part, in this, in the Reisha, and then Abba is maskim to me. Toshmal is bringing a raya, story time. The who gave the shol narga mechavri. There was a guy who borrowed an axe from his friend Tavra. He broke the axe, and it was done in a way which was pshia, was negligent. Also, came to the Rav, and he came in front of Rav. Amale, Rav said to the one who borrowed, zil shalim le narga me'alya. Go and pay him back for with a good axe, and you get to keep the pieces. Shpamina ain't shaman. We see from here that we do not evaluate. Going on the Reisha, and the Shoal is a case also where you would not evaluate. It says the Gemara, Adarabba, just the opposite. We learn it from that story. Mida Amri Le Rav Kahana Rav Asi Le Rav. From the fact that Kahana Rav Asi said to Rav when he heard this psak, that Dina Hachi, is that the din? Vishasik, and Rav was quiet, meaning that he agreed with the way that they were asking over there. Shmami Na Shaman. We learn from here that we do Shaman. Yitmar, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shaman Laganav Laganzan. Whoa, we say we Shaman even for Ganav Gazan. For Papi Yomar ain't Shaman, we don't. For Hilchasa ain't Shaman. Lom Laganav Lom Laganzan. Well, Shol Shaman. Oh, Kedrav Kahanav Ravasi. Like like that version of it that we said, that even for Shol, we are Shaman. The Amar Ulama Rabbi Elazar. We know that after a woman gives birth, that there's a certain amount of tumah that a woman has, and that's either if it's a boy or a girl. Depending, the boy is going to be 7 days, the girl is going to be 14 days. We're talking about a case now of a shilya, shiyatsam exasab yom rishon. A woman has a miscarriage, and therefore, and the shilya is what the baby's in, comes out a little bit in the first day, and a little bit in exasab yom shein on the second day. Then when do we start counting the 14 days? Because we don't know if it's a boy or a girl, so we have to count them stringently like it's a girl. Monin la min ha rishon. We start from the first day as it came out. That's when we start the counting. Amalei, Rava says back to him, my daitach, like, what are you doing over here by saying that the tumah is starting the first day? L'chomer, you're trying to be like machmir over here by saying, oh, yeah, we got to be careful, and maybe that's where it's starting from. Well, if that's the case, it's a chomer dasi de kulahu. It's a chomra, a stringency, which will end up to be a leniency, or be a kula. Why is that? The komitaris la mirishon, you will declare her tahor counting from the first day, and therefore, she's going to have a Torah a day earlier. She would have been if it starts on day two. Ela Marava Lachush Choshesh. In reference to being Choshesh, we are Choshesh. We're Choshesh that maybe she's Tamei on that day, and therefore we have to call her Tamei on the first day. But Mimna Lo Mimna Ela Sheni. But the actual counting only starts from day two, which means it's going to be a total of 15 days going on. My Kamash Milan. So what's the Chiddush over here? Right, Uli telling us an idea, you know, of being of What's the point that Ula is teaching us by saying that we're choshesh with maybe majority of it came on the first day? The aim mixes shilya below vlad. Is that what it means to say that even a little bit of the shilya that comes out, the amniotic sac, doesn't come out without a part of the leftover of the actual fetus that's in it? Tanina, we already learned that in the Mishnah Chulin. Shilya shiatsa mixasa. If the shilya comes out from an animal before it was shechted, then it's usur to eat. If one shechs an animal and there's another animal inside, then that animal is now going to be mutter to eat. But let's say the baby animal stuck its leg out of the mother before the shechita, then that part of the animal, that aver, that limb is going to be usher to eat, but the rest of it is going to be mutter. So then we would think that the same idea with this sack, if it comes out a little bit before the shechita, then the part that left in, it should be mutter. The Mishnah is telling us so it's not true over here, but the entire thing, even the stuff that's still in there, is not able to be eaten, and this is going to be true even if there's no clear baby that was inside, fetus, that's inside the part that came out, like the Mishnah comes to explain. So we say that Shilya Shotsam Exas, Asura Bachila, Simin Vlad Beisha, Simin Vlad Bebehema. A sack, just the actual Shilya itself, is a sign of a baby in a woman and a sign of a baby of an animal, you know, baby in an animal. So why does the Ula have to tell us this if we already have a Mishnah? Says Gemara, no. If you would try to learn out Ula's din from the Mishnah, Havamina, what would I have said? Beep, turn the page. I would have said, Yudalfa Beis, the Yesh Mixas Shilya below Vlad. Could be that a little bit of the sack is going to come out, is going to protrude out without any part of the fetus that's in it over there. Ugezera Mixasa Atukula, and the Mishnah is there for answering eating the sack when it comes out a little bit only because of a Gezera, where it might be mistakenly mutter, people are going to matter when the thing comes out entirely. And if that's the way that we understand the Mishnah, then Ula's din can't be learned out from it. Kamash Malan, therefore, comes to tell me that even if part of it doesn't come out, that even part of a sack does not come out without having a little bit of the fetus that's part of it. So we saw two ideas from Ula. We got a whole list more that are coming up. Another idea of Ula, send the name of Rabbi Elazar, Ula, Amar Elazar, Bechor Shenitraf Pesoch Shloshim Yom. Let's say you have a firstborn kid that's killed. Literally, Nitraf means torn within 30 days of being born. Ein Podenosa. We don't do a Pidyon HaBen. If they die within 30 days, Rashi says, Ein Sarach Liftoso. V'chein tani rami bar chama mitoch shenemar paddo tifter, because it says you shall surely redeem yochal afil nishra patoch shloshim yom. You'd have thought maybe even then tamad lomar ach cholak, but you shall surely redeem is coming to be cholak, to be mechalik. It teaches that one doesn't have to do it in a case as such. There's a case that's excluded, and that's this particular case. Number four, next to Dan, Avamar Ulam Rabbi Lazar, Behema Gase Nikdes B'Meshicha, a huge animal, the way you're coning it is with Meshicha. You come and you pull it, you draw it forth. Frakta Gemara, V'ho Anan Tanan B'Mesir, we say the way that it's done is by you got to give it over, it's got to be handed over, and not like we just said, Rashi says, Berkam to Gedushin, to give it the Masar Lo Ba'afsar, you know, when it gives over like it's the thing it wears on it, you know, the reins or something that it's gonna alpha pishalom mashkem shesmocha, even though it didn't pull it from, you know, didn't do that. Who da amar ki hay tana? He goes according to the following tana. Da tana. You're willing to the price of a chamim omrim zu vezu b'mashicha, both of them through mashicha. V'mishim and omer zu vezu b'agba, both of them do through agba. So he's going according to the Chachamim. Number five, Amar Ulam Rabbi Elazar. Achin Shecholku, we got brothers that come along and they split up the estate of their papa. Mash Alein Shamin. They're dividing and trying to figure out what money they already got, and let's calculate and work it out. Mash Alein Shamin, they evaluate what's on them right now, meaning the clothing they're wearing. If the clothing that they're wearing is bought with the fund, with the money that of the stuff that wasn't divided yet, so you got to work that out and work it towards their portion. Mash Al Benayim, but Osemein Shamin. But what's on their sons and their daughters, we don't got them. We're not shamin those things. Says Rashi, they gave the bottom lo asi lebedina lo mevaznina lehu lemaisi. Don't come to the basement. We don't advise them to that. Amar Papa says, "Pa amim afma shalem ain't shaman. Even things that are on them sometimes are not shaman. I don't evaluate. Mishkachasla bigadol achay." That's talking about with the oldest of all the brothers. Why is that? Says Rashi. The Gemara denichalu de lishtam un mile, because it's good for them so that people are going to hear him because he's dressed nicely. So therefore, they don't mind with the fact that he is taking that money. So that's not a value. Rashi says, "Godel achin osik ben achasim. Achin is the hotzi. Da'an hashda nichalahu l'achin delichsim midu. Mabushim noyim ki echid l'shtam midu." So those words were going to be heard. Number six, from Ulam Rabbi Elazar. Shomer Shamaser L'Shomer. If you have a Shomer that gives over something that he's watching to another Shomer, but he didn't get permission from the person who set him up to go and do that, Potter, the first one that gives it over, he's going to be Potter. If anything happens to it, it's now given over to the next person. V'lomi Bayi Shomer Chinam Shamaser L'Shomer Sachar. You don't even have to say in the case where a Shomer Chinam is not getting paid, give a Shomer Sachar, that he's going to be putter if anything, if it's lost or if it's stolen, because he's upgrading the level of the shmira in this instance, because now this person is going to be more chayav. Ella afilu shomer sachar shomer shomachinam, the same din. Tasha the grui gari lishmiroso, nami putter. That he now lowered the level over here. He's still going to be putter if something happens. Shari maser lebendas, he gave it over to a bendas. His ability of watching it, he wasn't doing something with his poshea. Rava Amar, Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer Chayev. What are you talking about? Give it over, you're still going to be Chayev. Only by Shomer Sachar Shemasa L'Shomer Chinam, where the level goes down. Degree Gary Lim Shemasa. Alafia Shomer Chinam Shemasa L'Shomer Sachar Chayev going to be Chayev. The Amar Lei, he can say to him, At Behemet Libeshvua. You are going to be, I believe you when it comes to the idea of a Shavua. Says Rashi, the Shomer Chinam Nishba Shalom Pasha. He has to swear that he didn't poshea, but hi, lo mehem and libeshvua. This other one, the other one you give over, he's not something which is believed when it comes to a shvua. Okay, my friends, we're not done with bringing all the different cases of Ulam or Belazer. We're going to continue on Bezer Shem tomorrow with the next one, but for now, we're going to call it a day. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.